The Metropolis of the World, December 23. A new heaven and a new earth. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. There is the new Jerusalem, the metropolis of the glorified new earth, a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The streets of the city are paved with pure gold, and the gates of the city are of gold set with pearls. The riches obtained here may be consumed. There no thief shall approach, no moth or rust shall corrupt. You will have an imperishable treasure which you can be in no danger of losing. In the city of God there shall be no night. None will need or desire repose. There will be no weariness in doing the will of God and offering praise to His name. We shall ever feel the freshness of the morning, and shall ever be far from its close. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light. The light of the sun will be superseded by a radiance which is not painfully dazzling, yet which immeasurably surpasses the brightness of our noontide. The glory of God and the Lamb floods the holy city with unfading light. The redeemed walk in the sunless glory of perpetual day. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. The people of God are privileged to hold open communion with the Father and the Son. Now we see through a glass, darkly. We behold the image of God reflected, as in a mirror, in the works of nature and in His dealings with men, but then we shall see Him face to face, without a dimming veil between. We shall stand in His presence, and behold the glory of His countenance. Let us determine that if it costs everything we will have heaven and become partakers of the divine nature.